08459 455 555. Yeah, the reason we're talking about whistleblowers is because campaigners claim Stoke Mandeville Hospital is still putting children at risk years after the abuse carried out by Jimmy Savile. Mandate Now is speaking out ahead of two reports into what happened at the hospital and says the hospital's child protection policy still isn't up to scratch. The pressure group is pushing for it to be an offence not to report suspicions of abuse to the authorities. Well, Liz Ducks is an abuse lawyer at Slater and Gordon, which is representing more than 40 of Savile's Stoke Mandeville victims. Liz, nice to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Ed.
What are your reactions to the claims that Stoke Mandeville's child protection policy is too vague and puts potential victims at risk of abuse?
Well, I wholly support Mandate Now's call for the law to be changed. And the reason why is what we think will come out of the Stoke Mandeville report is that there was clear evidence there that senior staff at the hospital knew about the abuse that was going on and failed to report it, failed to do anything about it because Savile was such an influential fundraiser. And that's why Mandate Now and ourselves and many other bodies are calling for the law to be reformed so that those in regulated activities such as hospitals and schools and scouts, if they have reasonable suspicion or knowledge of abuse, they are compelled by law to pass it on. Because at the moment, nothing can be done. So if those reports reveal that senior staff there knew what was going on and deliberately turned a blind eye, there's nothing we can do about it.
There's the excellent the biography of Jimmy Savile in Plain Sight by Dan Davis, which is an incredible read.
It is.
And the stories that come from that, of the events that took place in Stoke Mandeville and other places, are just eye-watering. Nurses,
they're from my clients.
Are they from your clients?
Yeah, they are, and they were very, wow, very brave to speak to him. And I think the report should be eye-watering as well. We were very disappointed in the Leeds report into Savile, which basically failed to attach any accountability to the hospital about what had gone on. But I know from the evidence my clients have given to the Stoke Mandeville inquiry that they can't do so here, that people did report it to senior staff, and that must come out in the report.
Well, just the basic thing of nurses telling kids, oh, Savile's coming, pretend to be asleep.
Yeah.
That is just heartbreaking.
Yes, and it gets even worse than that. I mean, we have examples of, you know, someone telling a very senior nursing sister what had happened to her and being told to shut up, that she was a silly girl, and did she realise how much she did for the hospital? So we have some staggering evidence.
And is that it, Liz? Is it the fact that he was a big star and he raised millions for that hospital? You know, he turned that hospital around financially, didn't he?
He did, but at the same time, you know, at what price is child safety? And he clearly used it as a masquerade for his heinous activities. And it was not just children who were there as patients, it was children who were there as visitors, it was autograph hunters, it was people who were doing voluntary work in the chapel. He was indiscriminate.
And of course there's the case of paediatrician Michael Salmon, who was abusing people at the same time, apparently independently of Jimmy Savile, but it does go to show that there was something very seriously wrong with that hospital, wasn't there?
It does indeed, and you know, with Michael Salmon, we've got no evidence of any link with Savile, but it was at exactly the same time. Some of Salmon's patients were abused by Savile, and there are allegations against another paediatrician at Stoke Mandeville who is now deceased. So we have three people at one hospital with very serious allegations, two of them now very well established, and it just smacks of something more than coincidence to me.
Can Stoke Mandeville ever recover from this, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I certainly hope so, because it does amazing work and we shouldn't, you know, burden it now with what it was at the time. But to recover from it, the report needs to be a no-holds-barred report, and hospitals such as Stoke Mandeville need to ensure that what happened in the past can't ever happen again by having appropriate safeguards in place.
Liz, It's really interesting talking to you. Thank you very much. And it's also very depressing, but thank you. Liz Ducks, abuse lawyer at Slater and Gordon.